Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 31st, the moon moves into Taurus, shifting the energy from Aries' urgency to Taurus' grounded stability. The intensity of the past few days begins to settle, allowing space for integration and practical action. Taurus brings patience, endurance, and a focus on the tangible. Aries, the Taurus moon, in your second house, urges you to assess your resources, both material and emotional. Are you investing in what truly matters? This is a day to ground yourself, stabilize your plans, and reaffirm your worth. Patience now will bring lasting rewards. Taurus, with the moon in your sign, the focus is on your sense of self. This is a time to slow down, reconnect with your body, and listen to your intuition. You do not need to rush. Your steady approach is what ensures success. Move with confidence, knowing you are exactly where you need to be. Gemini, the Taurus. Moon in your 12th house calls for a pause. Your mind may want to race ahead, but your soul needs quiet. Take a step back, listen to what is unspoken, and allow space for rest. Some answers arrive only in stillness. Cancer, the energy of the Taurus moon helps you solidify your future plans. Where Aries brought urgency, Taurus brings endurance. What you commit to now will have lasting results. Strengthen your connections and focus on building something meaningful with those who share your vision. Leo, the Aries. New moon may have sparked new ambitions, and now the Taurus moon in your 10th house asks, how do you turn ideas into lasting success? This is a time for practical strategy, patience, and steady progress. Do not rush the process. Build something that will last. Virgo, with the Taurus, moon in your 9th house, knowledge takes root in action. If you have been expanding your mind, traveling, or considering new perspectives, now is the time to make these ideas real. Where can you apply what you have learned? Grounding your vision will bring results. Libra, the Taurus moon, in your 8th house, calls for emotional and financial stability. If you have been navigating deep shifts, now is the time to find solid ground. Transformation is not just about release. It is about building something stronger in its place. What foundation needs reinforcement? Scorpio, the focus is on your closest relationships. The Taurus moon in your 7th house asks you to consider stability over intensity. Are your partnerships solid, secure, and built to last? If not, this is the time to reassess. True connection requires patience and trust. Sagittarius, the Taurus. Moon in your 6th house brings attention to daily life and well-being. Slow down, take care of your body, and refine your habits. The Aries energy may have inspired change, but Taurus reminds you that consistency is the key to real progress. What small steps can you commit to? Capricorn, Taurus energy. Stabilize your creative flow. This is a day to engage in what brings you joy, but with commitment and focus. Whether in art, love, or personal projects, prioritize depth over speed. Something real is forming. Nurture it with care. Aquarius, with the Taurus, moon in your 4th house, the need for security and comfort takes priority. This is a good time to reconnect with what makes you feel safe and grounded. Emotional stability requires effort. What can you do to strengthen your inner foundation? Pisces, the Taurus. Moon in your 3rd house slows down your thoughts, encouraging practical and deliberate communication. This is a time to ground your ideas into something tangible. Write, plan, and refine. Clarity comes from patience, not rushing. This is a time to build, secure, and nurture what was set in motion. Slow progress is still progress, and lasting change requires strong foundations.
Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.